Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare the books to the movies.
But today, we're doing a mini-sode.
Oh, I definitely was like making funny voices because I thought we were still testing.
No, I figure since it looks good and we're not peaking except for when we laugh.
Okay, let's do it. We were having audio troubles, but what else is new?
Honestly, I'm just confused what happened.
I don't know.
Between us putting things away and...
That's what happened. We put things away.
That was dumb of us.
Anyways, you guys, welcome to our first mini-sode of season 6.
Welcome back.
Yes. How have you guys been?
It's been so long.
I know. So we had kind of mentioned in The Hobbit that we don't know when mini-sodes are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's basically when we can, if we can.
Yeah. And so we can. So we figured we'd do one for you.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what we're going to talk about?
Nope. I know that one of our mini-sodes coming up is going to be, we're going to direct you to another podcast, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she can get some listens.
Yeah.
Because we were guests on her podcast.
Yeah, because she is a guest on ours next week.
Mm-hmm. The podcast is the...
Uglies.
Well, that's the episode she's on with us. What's her podcast?
Sorry. I was like, why are you confused about this? It is Busy Reading Romanticy.
Yes. And her name is Kalisa, and she's super nice. And we're so grateful she had us on her podcast. So we want to make sure she gets some listens. So
check her out.
Go check her out now. But when our episode shows up on her feed, we will let you know. She's mostly a video, though, she said. She said she had YouTube and Spotify where we could find, people could find her at.
Mm-hmm.
So it might not be on Apple Pod or wherever else you listen, but we'll send you the link. We won't send it to you. We'll post it.
Wow, Allie's making big promises for season 6.
Send one to every individual listener. You know, if you sign up for our newsletter, that can be true.
This is true.
Oh, we wanted to do a get to know you episode because we have new listeners.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Let's do another one. Okay, you guys, as we kind of also mentioned in whatever that
The Hobbit.
Yeah. Ugh. We switched platforms to Red Circle, which they've been amazing.
They've been so good. They've been pushing our stuff like no tomorrow.
So that means we have a lot of new listeners out there.
Yeah. Thank you all for coming to our podcast.
Yes. And so we've done this a few times. So all of our regular listeners are probably like, oh my God, again.
Why do I need to freaking hear about this?
But we're going to make it quick. And then maybe we'll
do some like get to know the hosts questions
that we've never answered before.
Hmm.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we came up with this idea on a trip to Westport. We are Washington natives up here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
We were just like, you want to do a podcast?
Wasn't that like 5 years ago now? Almost.
Four
and a half.
4.5 years ago.
Insane.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
4.5 years ago, we came up with the idea. And then a year later, we
launched.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not enough time. We really procrastinated. We were like, we need at least a year to read books.
Yeah.
And we read like 3 books. That was bad. Yeah. And now we read like a book a week.
I know. I think it was because we were like, ooh, we have a year to do this.
Yeah, we procrastinated bad.
But I also think, man, if we gave ourselves more time, I think our podcast would never gotten smooth.
Yeah.
I think we would have just left it with the willy-nilly, like.
Like how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like our beginning episodes, you guys, all our Harry Potter ones, pretty much all season 1. We had no idea what we were doing. So
they were very rough episodes.
Yes. The audio was really bad. The, like, how we did our comparisons. But you know what? The point is, we started.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. we learned from there.
And we got better as we went.
Yeah, we got in our groove.
Continue to grow.
Yeah.
And change and adapt.
There's still even now, we'll go back and listen to just like last season's episodes mm-hmm. and be like, maybe we should do this differently next
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important.
Yeah, I agree. What else do we say in our regular get to know you episode? I have a degree in film.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to find ways to fine-tune my passion of editing
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of how I wanted to do podcasting, especially since I already edited for a different podcast.
Mm-hmm. I am a teacher and I've been stay-at-home mom for a while now, and I just kind of needed something to bring me back to like not only being a mom. And so this is a good way for me to read books and watch movies, which I do not tend to do.
Yeah.
So it's been fun because it's a lot of them is like, I would never have watched that. I would never have read that. And they turned out to be good. I mm-hmm. enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been fun. Even for me, a bookworm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've read some books that I'm like, oh, that was never on my list to read, which is great for my to be read list.
Yep, that's how it works out. Oh no, you were saying
I was gonna tell people that we would love for you to interact with us
mm-hmm.
and so whether we miss a comparison of your favorite book to movie adaptation, or you have a suggestion for us, or you have a question for us
mm-hmm.
please email us, or you can go on our website. We have a little chat, I guess that's emailing us.
It is. But there's a chat, like Insta chat thing on our website.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on our Instagram, Facebook, message us there. We'll respond.
Yeah. Our website is offscript253@wixsite.com/offscript. What's our website?
You're saying it like it's an email.
That's what I'm doing.
offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
What did I say? Did I say at? I think that's, no. Well, our email is offscript253@gmail.com. So I was mixing, stuff. In case you have no idea what we just said, you can also find the link to our website on our bios on social media. Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Atlanta.
If you go onto our website too, you can find our socials there.
Mm-hmm.
Go follow us. Give us a rating. Subscribe. Review.
Our website's super cute, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I made it. I'll just toot my own horn.
Just recently updated too.
It was. On there you can figure out all about us. We'll answer some of those questions right here live for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, as live as it can be. Live from Tacoma. We got where you can find all our episodes. We do what's new. So, like, anytime, like, something cool happens, like, if our website works, it'll be, like, kickoff to season 6. It'll be, like, we did an interview with so-and-so today. We did a mm-hmm. collab today. Stuff like that. But then you can also, this is where Brie was saying that on there, that's the wrong button. You can go shopping. We have merchandise. We have some
awesome merch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get a shirt,
mm-hmm.
get a hat. I think there's hats.
We don't know what we got. Just go check it out. And then we got on our contact page. This is what Brie was saying. You can just send us a normal email. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter. Or you can try. You can get our bookmarks.
Yeah. And go and deliver them to cool little free libraries around you. Send us a picture of that because we would love to post it and shout you out for it.
Yeah. So that's our website. That wasn't really about us at all. That was about promotion.
Hey.
But here, we got some questions so that you can get to know us better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, I answered with my three. Okay. First and foremost, Nightmare Before Christmas, because that is the movie that made me realize I wanted to make movies. Donnie Darko. Oh, my God. It's such a mind fuck. It's Jake Gyllenhaal doing time travel, and you don't really understand what the fuck just happened in the movie at all. Oh. And it's literally a movie that, like, after you've watched it enough, you realize that the start is the end, and the end is the start. So it's, like, a movie that can loop.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, last but not least, Moulin Rouge, because, goddamn, that's such a great movie.
I have seen only The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Looks like we've got some movie nights ahead of us. I guess
so.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been dying to watch Moulin Rouge, actually.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's Ewan McGregor's in it.
That's cool. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole Kidman.
Yep. I gotta go Lord of the Rings. As you heard last episode. That's funny.
I'm gonna answer some new questions for you. Well, guess what? I already answered one.
Oh, no. Here, how about this? What's your favorite TV show?
I've got way too many.
You gotta pick one.
Friends.
Yep, mine too. Yeah. That's when I go to sleep too, and I just close my eyes and I play the scene in my head as I'm listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think the best adaptation is that we've done? Not even that we've done. I mean, it's probably easiest to pick one we've done, but I picked one we covered. I did 5 Feet Apart because it was identical.
Breaking Dawn Part 1 was actually pretty on point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember? Because I actually picked movie.
I know. That was shocking, actually.
I only just remembered that. Yeah. I was like, wait. That's so right. Much so.
All right. What about the worst adaptation?
How many times do I have to make these poor people listen to this? This is not brand new information, everyone, but that would have to be the Divergent series. Mainly Allegiant. Actually, no joke, Insurgent and Allegiant were shit. Divergent was pretty bad, too. The whole series.
So we're answering these questions that they're on our website. And here's what I had put. What even was Allegiant? There are some bad ones, but at no point was there one thing correct about this movie. And I don't even get as heated as you do about it.
That was just the shittiest out of And I knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
I knew going into it. I told Allie, I was like, okay, this is about to be the worst one, so that's why I'm making you watch the movie first.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're so cool.
Right? And what has been your favorite episode we've done?
Now, I bet it's going to be different from what I put.
We answered these questions pre-season 5.
Yeah.
So...
okay, I think it's a tie.
Okay.
It's a tie between the Twilight series and the Magicians.
Oh, okay.
Just because I liked having John on. And that was he was fun. So excited.
He was so excited. It was so cute. Yeah, I had said Harry Potter 1, even though it sucked. Because it was just so much fun to get
the first our one.
Kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to do that with movies too. Like if there's a series, like what is your favorite? Usually
it's the first one,
just because it's like exciting and new.
Yeah.
What is your favorite place to read a book?
Under a nice cozy blanket with a cup of coffee. And typically, if it's raining, that's even better.
That's literally what I said. And if it's raining, it makes it even better for me. Oh my gosh.
I know myself well.
Oh my gosh. If it's summertime, I like to sit outside and my kids are playing, and I like, my favorite is actually when it's really hot out. I have the little kiddie pool up and I put my feet in the pool, mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting there reading. In colder weather, I do like it when it's raining and I just snuggled up, but mm-hmm. I usually fall asleep. So it's kind of better if it's sunny out.
Oh man.
Okay. And what got us into podcasting? We already answered that one. What's our favorite thing about podcasting?
I honestly enjoy it all.
I do too.
Yeah. Like,
I enjoy the prep. I enjoy the only thing I don't enjoy is my notes. But I do that to myself.
I keep trying to figure out an easier way for you to do your
my
notes
no.
Too,
okay. So no, I already know an easy way. So my issue, guys. So I type up the, nobody didn't explain that for our new listeners. Okay. So I do the, well, we both read and watch.
Yes.
But Brie focuses on the differences for the movie. And I focus on doing the whole like Spark Notes summary of the entire book. Mm-hmm. And so basically my notes can take me 2 to 3 hours to type up because I do audio, like I word my notes, audio notes as I'm reading it. And then I have to decipher what it says. And then I also find all the information, such as like the actors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it could take me a good 2 to 3 hours, but I do it to myself. Like, honestly, like I started Schindler's List and I have one paragraph of notes. So if I went in there right now and I just did my paragraph of notes. Yeah.
It would be quicker.
It would be way quicker.
Oh, you should start doing
that. I know I should.
Maybe you will.
I tell myself I should do it. And do I ever do that? No, I don't. But no, I think that's going to be my goal now.
Yeah.
Because that would help me so much. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only part I don't like.
Yeah.
And I do it to myself.
That's the part that you're always like, I still have my notes to do. I'm like, oh, we got to find you an easier way.
Yes. So I found the easier way. Just have to do it.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, no, yeah. I like it all.
Yeah, I know. Ever since I started this job too, I use Canva for everything. Mm-hmm. And so then it's kind of made me more excited to jump into our stuff that I've done. Mm-hmm. To be like, ooh, how can I make this more marketable? Like,
yeah.
How can I do that?
It's fun. Mm-hmm. What book would you like to be adapted?
What did I put on there? Okay, so I'm going to say the two of the three that I put on the website. The third one, yes, I do still want it, but these are the two that are like top tier. And then I've got another one that I just today was like, damn it, I should have said this on Busy Reading Romanticy's podcast when she asked me this. So first, I'm going to go with The Chemist because I just loved it. It was by Stephanie Meyer. And it's a hit person story where hit people are going after each other. And it's just, it's fun. It's amazing. And then second one is Red Rising by Pierce Brown. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that one's so good. It's Hunger Games meets Ender Game. I only just now when I said it realized it's both game books. Anyways. And then last, I would love for the Hush Hush series to get adapted. Mm. I know it's quotations in the works.
Oh.
But it's been in the works for like 10 plus years.
Oh.
So probably won't happen. And there's like a part of me that's okay with that because I don't want them to divergent that one.
Right.
So.
It's now a verb. Don't divergent that.
That was very divergent-ish.
I'm not a reader. And I'm on a reading podcast, Chuck. But one book I have read that is not is The Secret of the Life of Tally. Nope, that's not even it. Guys, I don't even know what the book is called. I did this the other day, too. Secrets of the Tally. There's no life in there. I was adding secrets. Secret Life of the American Teenager. Really good. I need it to be a book or a movie so we can do it on off script. Then I have to read it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. How about a movie or show you wish was a book?
That's funny is I looked at this the other day and I was like, I like my answer, but I feel like there's better ones I could have chose. So I can let you go first.
I like the Once Upon a Time series. And I realize technically all of them are movies already because they're all
books. You said movies are.
Oh, yeah. I did mean movies, but I realized, yeah, we're doing books. I mean, I guess they all are books, too. They're all like the fairy tales, right? Mm-hmm. But I wish that show was. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like by season 3, they just didn't know what they were doing. And they just kept repeating and repeating. Mm. And I was like, I feel like an author could actually like
make a story.
Yeah.
This is a hard question for me. And I literally had a better answer than the one that I put on the website the other day. I was like, damn it, I should have said this. Now it's gone. I guess I'll just say the one that I said on the website, which is The Rover. And that's because I just think that there's potential for great story there. So that's why I would do that.
Sure. Cool. That's all our questions on our website.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. So the season's going to be fun. We're going to do check-ins every once in a while. And we're going to have episodes every week.
And it's all listener picks.
Yeah. So every episode we've chosen, except I think one.
Two.
Three, if you count us. But we each picked one. We're listeners. We listen to our own podcast.
That's true.
So only one wasn't, because no one, we had one that wasn't picked, like we had an open spot.
Oh yeah,
so we had to fill it. But other than that, they were all picked by you. So yeah, let's see what you got us into.
So much so that me and Allie had to do our like prep for it, and I was like, I don't know a fucking thing about any of these books.
I know. These are like all new to us. I think there's only a couple that we actually knew, and The Hobbit was one. And we were looking.
Me Before You.
Yep, we know that one.
But that's the one that I had to toss in there.
Right, that was the one we picked. And you know Schindler's List.
Yeah, and Matilda.
Well, I don't know Matilda.
You know Rats and Nim.
I know that one.
I know Defending Jacob.
Mm-hmm, I don't. Yeah, it's going to be a fun season, y'all.
I'm actually pretty excited for it.
I am too. Mm-hmm. This was actually nice because it's always hard when we pick. Or at least for me, because I want to do books I know, and I'm I know I like this story, or I know I like this movie, or whatever. So this was a fun way to get like totally off the wall, don't know anything about anything.
That's funny. You only pick 1 month, so I have to pick the rest. I try to tie a story together with it.
You do.
I like. Okay, so obviously Valentine's Day we do this, and then I like go into the next month, but I still try and tie it into what we just read. Mm-hmm. I always try to
make like an actor or a plot line or something.
So this season was kind of difficult for me with my like there are certain things that I'm very OCD about. Scheduling is one of them, and yes, I did take the picks and like put them together, but a lot of it was, okay, we just got 3 TV shows. Those have to be far away from each other.
Yes, please. Luckily, they're all mini series.
That's why our Valentine's Day is kind of fucked. That's why Me Before You was really the only love story in there.
Oh.
Where the crawdads sing is kind of. But, yeah.
All right. Well, you guys didn't pick us some Valentine's love books. What's up with that?
That's screwed. Rude.
No one wants to hear love. Oh, gosh, you guys. All right. That's all I got.
Well, we will see you on Monday for the uglies.
Yes. I think it's just uglies.
Oh, I always say the uglies. I know, you're right. It is uglies. Yes.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.